You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic, holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
My next guest believes that to lose fat and weight permanently, you have to get in tune with your body first. Now, here to share her best strategies for fat loss is Dr. Julie Coffey, a general practitioner in the UK and author of The Living the Slim Life and creator of Uber Slim, an online program. Thanks so much for being here, Dr. Julie. Can you tell us what you mean by tuning into your body?
It's really, you know, Suzanne, when people go on diets, I find, you know, it's very prescriptive. There's lots of meal plans and meal suggestions, and a lot of people just want that, and they kind of do what they're told. I don't really like that kind of thing. I think we're all really very individual. And, you know, after getting your mindset sorted, the thing that you really want to do is begin to kind of tune into your body. What I mean by that is, firstly, it's kind of getting used to the physical symptoms of your body around food. You know, like when you are actually genuinely physically hungry and that your body is asking for food, which is different to any kind of emotional eating, say perhaps like you're eating out of boredom or stress. So it's beginning to learn, because some people might have to learn this, because for so long they've been disjointed from their body through dieting and through prescriptive kind of meal plans. So it's taking some time to think and notice what's going on in your body, particularly around things about physical hunger, when you're eating, recognizing when your body's had enough. Because a lot of people, I've been guilty of this and still am sometimes, eat more than they need. And your body will be able to tell you that before you get there, when you practice tuning in and feeling how you're feeling. And in addition to that, the other reason why I don't particularly like prescriptive diets is, again, recognizing that we're individuals. There are some foods that will make me feel absolutely full of energy and fabulous, but if I ask another person to eat exactly the same as me, it may well not have the same effect on them. It might have them feeling a little bit under par. So, again, it's about tuning in and noticing how different foods make you feel as an individual.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right about that. I mean, we are very, very busy people, and we have a tendency to eat way too quickly, you know, shoving the food in as quickly as we can, because we might only have 15 minutes to eat lunch or even eat dinner, you know. And what I think that what you're saying is that, you know, take a breath, of course, in between each bite and chew your food really well and enjoy your food. But I find that people who have a tendency to eat a lot of sugar, let's say, they maybe actually have this urge or craving and like an addictive behavior, they really don't have any idea what their body's telling them.
You're right, because if you've never stopped to think, and it might, you know, and or you've never kind of educated yourself about this, you might just be trapped in an almost invisible cycle, particularly when it comes to sugar. Because when you think about sugar, refined sugar, it's just all over the place. You know, it's in soft drinks and all sort of processed food. It's hidden in lots of places. It's not a natural thing for a human being to eat. And because it's not a natural thing for a human being to eat, it has unnatural and harmful effects on the body. And all this revolves around sort of hormones and insulin and stuff. But it does, unfortunately, have this potential, more so in others, for addiction. Because, you know, as you know, you shoot your sugar up, and when it's really up, you feel okay. But because you've had this processed sugar, your blood sugar comes crashing back down, and you can just feel a bit sort of tired, a bit kind of sluggish. You feel like you need something to eat, and it's often things like sugary sweet things or bread or pasta and things like that. And what is your body's crying out for sugar? You feel like eating some more in whatever form it comes, and so the cycle continues. You know, you shoot your blood sugar up again. Your body counteracts that because it's dangerous, and then you're back down feeling a bit sluggish again, like you perhaps need a coffee or a donut or some crisps or some bread, something like that. And when you begin to understand how your body reacts to different foods, then again, it's like tuning into your body and really noticing this happening, and comparing that to the difference when you make some slightly different dietary choices.
Right. Do you think that sugar is actually the biggest nutritional mistake people, you know, tend to make, and or do you find that there's something else?
I think for some people it is. It certainly, I think the biggest nutritional mistake is perhaps a little bit broader than that in terms of the bad kind of carbs, and sugar's right in there. But as is other refined carbs like your white flour, you know, white bread and everything that's made out of it. Because, you know, some people have the sweet tooth. Other people say, I haven't got a sweet tooth, but they're eating loads of bread and potatoes and rice. So, you know, that has the same effect, well, really, as the sugar. So it's that kind of group of food, really, because if you eat that regularly, it ramps up your appetite, drives your appetite. It has you eating more than your body needs, but you feel like you need to eat more because you're hungry all the time.
Right, right. What is that you can share with our listeners right now that they can do to curb that craving for sugar? I mean, we're brought up with it. We've been eating it since we were little, and it's just basically our brain really craves it. How can we manage that craving?
I think the first thing is to be aware, because some people are so used to eating so much sugar that they're not kind of aware that the craving's happening there. It's more just a kind of feeling, I need a snack, I need something to eat, and recognising that they're always going for those refined carbs. So it's recognising what's going on, first of all. And then there's no need to kind of do a big change overnight, because my philosophy is gradual change as it feels okay. It's gradually making some choices, looking at the food and picking the ones that are perhaps a little bit more natural to what the food started out in life, and looking at the carbs that don't release their sugar as quickly, so they've got a lower score in the GI index, for instance, which will begin to sort of stabilise the hormones that are going on in the body, keep the blood sugar a little bit more even, and it curbs the appetite, because if you're not having these big sugar swings, you're not going to have these massive hungers when your blood sugar drops in your boots. So I would encourage people really just to be looking at more real foods, more whole foods, and gradually introducing them into their diet. You know, there's no need to go for the overnight, let's change everything diet approach.
Right, right. You have a program called Uber Slim. We just have a minute to talk about it, but I just want to know that are people, when they go on this program, that it's like a fast weight loss program, or is it really a gradual life-changing type?
It's variable. Again, recognizing that we're all individuals, it depends on people's kind of starting point. It depends on their mindset and how quickly they take that stuff on board. I would say I've got two camps of people, Suzanne. Some of them may have a little bit of personal development background and are using these techniques really successfully in other parts of their life, like their work. And for them, it's just a little tweak to direct it into their weight loss. That group of people tend to do very well very quickly on my weight loss course, lose a lot of fat, bring their waist in, and feel really good. And then the other people have not really had any experience really of goal setting and personal development. So they're learning really a little bit from scratch with the mindset stuff. So it takes them a little bit longer. But once they put that little bit of effort in there to learn that skill, then they're up and running with the nutrition and the exercise stuff. Because once the mindset's in, this stuff, you start to freewheel on this stuff and it becomes surprisingly easy and surprisingly lacking in the willpower. You don't need the willpower when you change your mindset.
Well, thank you so much, Julie. It's such great information. You can get a lot of her more information on uberhealthblog.com. uberhealthblog.com, and that's Dr. Julie Coffey. Her book is called Living the Slim Life. Get it on Amazon. Thanks so much again for being here. This is Dr. Suzanne Bennett sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Until next time, stay well.